Hello, neighbors, and welcome to Dungeons Without Dragons, a tabletop role-playing game podcast focused on fun. This podcast is brought to you by the STBN Network and listeners like you. Thank you. We hope you enjoy today's program.
Hey guys, I just wanted to stop by before today's episode to say that there are some things that we discussed that may be uncomfortable for some viewers. We have content warnings down in the description, but I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Peace.
Hey neighbors, this is Steven, and welcome to episode 7 of season 1 of Dungeons Without Dragons. So we are actually doing like a legitimate Dungeons and Dragons campaign because we are playing at Mom and Dad's house.
Trip.
Trip English, shout out. And Edie English, shout out. So we are playing at my parents' house because my house is in shambles and the front half of my house doesn't have electricity. So that is why we are here today. We're going to go ahead and introduce the cast and who they're playing as, starting with Haley.
Hello, my name is Haley Pace Rogers, and I am Haparo.
Hello, I am Steven, aka STVN, and I am playing as Maxwell Pixelton.
Hi, I'm Ellie, and I play as Susie.
Hey, hi, it's me, Quentin, and I'm playing as Bruce Rothenell, the jock.
Hi, I'm Quentin's friend.
Okay. Sam. Sorry, I see how it is.
No, I'm Sam Smith, and I'm the DM for tonight and the whole season, and as long as Steven wants me to be the DM.
As long as we can keep on doing it for free, we'll be good.
I see how it is.
I'm just kidding. So, Sam, let's go
ahead. To talk about that.
Oh no. Okay. The show's about to go bankrupt. Okay.
Seems like the appropriate time to bring this. Yeah. Up.
Hey guys.
Hey guys. Sam's going solo. Okay.
Oh, no. Starting my own podcast.
All right, Sam, so let's go ahead and get a recap of episode 6, and let's jump right into the action.
Yeah, so episode 6, we fought some skeletons, some spooky boys. We drank some funky little potions that I kind of forgot about a few of them, but it's fine.
What?
I totally forgot about that. You were supposed to take damage every minute, and like I realized that like until like an hour later, I was like, oh, wait. We were already like almost done with the whole episode, so I was just like, oh, fuck.
You were already in the library, I think, before you realized it.
Yes. We drank some potions, and then we escaped to find ourselves on the field. We met my new favorite character, Craig, who is the custodian for Lakefield Adventuring Academy.
He's a good one.
We went to Little Caesars, found out Little Caesar has a shady pop rock addiction. and then we decided to commit a federal crime.
We sure did do that.
We did commit a federal crime.
Probably multiple.
Impersonating.
That's true.
I impersonated a senator, yeah.
Broke into a building.
A lawyer, yeah.
Stole some stuff.
Breaking and entering, robbery.
But you know,
Bruce traumatized the turtle. I felt.
Oh, yeah. He just ran up and started speaking in tongues.
You know, the nice thing about the 80s, and my parents were talking about this, they graduated in 87, and they were talking about how the 80s was the last generation where there wasn't evidence, like with us, with our phones and all of these things, there's evidence of all the shenanigans. So like, it makes sense that there is potential that we won't get caught.
Anyways, so we're going to start off in the police station. Y'all got caught.
We got caught?
No.
Oh, no. Because last I checked, I remember we got the big reveal about Haparo's lineage.
Haparo's, and that Haparo's name isn't Haparo. That's her last name.
Yeah. Yes.
That was the big twist.
Jacqueline.
So right now, we all just got done with the heist of our lives so far.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to do? Do you guys just kind of like split off immediately, or are we going to...
Are we back in the car?
Yes.
Okay.
Drive! Gun it, for sure, right. Gun it. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the plan here? Are we going to meet up at anyone's house in
How
particular?
How late is it?
It's probably around like 9, 10 o'clock.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Come to my house. I have no parents at the moment.
Okay.
Nice word. Change of phrasing.
So you guys speed all the way down to Lakeside. Into the kind of not as good looking area of the city, and you see Bruce's house. No lights are on, obviously no sign of anyone going in. Okay. Can I get everyone to roll me a perception saving throw?
Ooh, I got a nat 20 plus 3, 23. I see everything.
You see everything. Nice. Yeah. You,
I got it.
Maxwell becomes God.
Yeah, I'm Raven Simone from That's So Raven right now. I can.
You're Jimmy Neutron again. A brain blast.
Yeah,
dirty 21.
Okay, so you guys notice that there is no one in there, but you feel you feel the feeling, like, you know how you think someone's looking at you, and 9 times out of 10, it's right. You feel like someone is in there watching you. But you don't see anyone.
Should we go apartment?
Do an insight check.
Okay.
Just to like see if there's like anything in particular I can pinpoint that's like off. 17 plus, is it 3? So 20,
30, 20? Okay. So you kind of scan your surroundings, and the bowl of cereal that you had that morning was knocked over.
Somebody's
that's
the
only thing that has been changed.
Does Bruce own a cat?
Bruce does not have a cat.
Okay.
So someone's been here. I'm going to go up to my room. And I'm gonna, somebody's been here. Hold on 1 second. I have a spill bag. It's just upstairs. Okay. And I run upstairs and I open my door.
And as soon as you open your door, you see that your room is ransacked.
Shit.
Oh,
shit,
no.
In my mouth. It's only a fucking toilet. God damn. Who are these guys? No, I'm just gonna go. Do I see anybody?
No. No, you don't see anyone, but if you want to roll investigation and see if they took anything.
Do we hear his explicatives?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Hell yeah.
I'm gonna roll upstairs. No, I run upstairs and I'm gonna take a look. And I rolled in that 1.
Yeah, I rolled a 4.
So we just see. This is sad.
Susie, you don't know where Bruce. You've never been in this house. Yeah. You don't know where his room is. You run into the bathroom as immediately. It's the first door on the right.
Yeah. So
you
just run in a bathtub.
It's like, this is a weird looking bedroom. Bruce, you don't see anything. You don't see any signs that something is missing. But it does absolutely look like they ransacked and was looking for something in your room.
I still have my dad's sword.
Yes.
Yes. I go over is my notebook that I took notes with when we were at Little Caesars the first time, whenever we were putting the combos together for the lockers. Is that still there? It would be on my desk.
It's not on the desk. It's on your bed. It just got thrown. Because they didn't see anything special about that book.
Hmm.
Okay. Does anybody have Detect Magic?
I do.
If we can see if there's any traces of anything left around.
Yeah, I have that. I can do that if I'm allowed.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like about to burp.
that potion.
Breathing away from the mic.
Do it in the mic.
Yes, you can do Detect Magic. And I believe that is that just a spell or is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of not doing. I'm trying to tech magic. Gnarly. Okay. So,
this is a cool
spell. Your eyes turn white as they usually do, and you kind of see everything in like the Assassin's Creed. Everything's basically like silhouetted. And you see next to the window, kind of faint, lingering purple. And as we all know, that is necromancy.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay. Little Caesar.
What do you see?
It's not looking good, guys.
What definition of not good are we talking?
How's it going to get
worse? I mean, we're talking like necromancy, just a little tiny bit near the window.
Isn't this is the same thing that we encounter in the basement, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
Was there...
Also, there is more on Susie. But that is not new.
We've already seen that before.
Is it more than usual?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
And also someone, not necromancy, but some, I think it was blue on you, Maxwell. That's just because you're magic.
A wizard.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Magic missile.
Yeah. Oh, and the LARPing begins.
Oh, man.
Can we LARP?
Can I
take the camera outside?
lightning bolt.
What were you saying?
I think I'm going to check my parents' room.
Okay.
Okay. So, should we all follow Bruce?
Yeah, and just in the off chance that somebody is in here with us.
Yeah.
Bruce Ching, draws the sword, puts it in front of him. Celtic guard.
Okay, so, I see you.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
There it is.
Can I
got my wizard hands ready to go?
Can I, before we leave the room, like, I'll take up the rear, but I want to do, can I investigate just to see if there's something that
like,
I have to
like another, like, look around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, like, maybe with fresh set of eyes. It's a 10.
With a 10, you kind of pieced together that they were looking for, they did not find the thing that they were looking for.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
That is all you know.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. All right.
You see anything?
It doesn't look like anything's been... I can sense frustration. I don't think they found what they're looking for.
Good.
So,
And
I just have my fists
What would they be looking for, Bruce?
I'll tell you later. And he sort of...
Oh, what's your...
Spins down the stairs and it's going down the hallway. So it's like the stairs... Going up, and then there's like a hallway where my parents are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I see anything?
There. Yeah. No.
Is the door open or closed?
It's closed.
Okay.
Is that normal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I turn the doorknob quietly, and then swing it open, and I jump in, sword ready.
You see your parents' bedroom. Obviously, one side of the bed is messy, but that's from your mom. The other side was where your dad used to sleep.
Okay.
That has been set for years.
R.I.P.
There's nothing that has changed, as you can tell.
I'm going to go over to the closet. I'm going to open it, and I'm going to push the clothes apart, and I'm going to...
Go to Narnia.
No, I'm going to put my hand against... like a wood bar, and you see like a little hidden cart, like
a hidden room.
It like pushes
not room, but it's like a little
like a hiding
compartment.
Hole,
like it's like a cabinet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I push it, and it's kind of like, you know, and like opens. And when I open it, there's just like papers and stuff like from like my mom's job and like family keepsakes. Have those been gone through?
No.
No.
What does your mom do?
Something.
Okay.
I think she's an accountant.
Oh, what do you
an
do?
Accountant.
An accountant, you say.
I have a full-time job, and I'm an accountant.
And I'm an accountant.
No,
how long has your dad been gone, man?
Since before I was born.
At least 9 months before he was born.
She was pregnant at the time.
Okay.
Okay, so we're not detecting anything out of the ordinary out of the parents' house.
Nothing has
been detected. Or the parents' room, excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take the... Well, actually, it's probably not a good idea, but I'm like sort of flipping through just to make sure, and then I close it back again and cover everything and shut the doors, and I'm like... Okay.
Social security cards are all there.
Like all my personal family.
And as you guys see him kind of flipping through, you see a couple family pictures of what... a picture of his dad.
He's a good looking guy.
He's a very muscular man.
He's a really tall,
Dave Bautista.
Yeah. Oh,
nice. Yeah. Okay.
I'm talking big guy.
He's a big one.
Macho man.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's also a wood elf.
Yes.
Okay.
And you see a few other documents, but nothing, social security, birth certificates.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. So you close that up. What's your next move?
This place is compromised, unfortunately.
I'm going to take a look in the halls and stuff. Are you able to look to see if there's any tracks or anything that's different from ours?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Or anything
I do have a tracking ability, yes. What is that, investigation?
That would be under investigation.
Okay, then yeah, I'm going to look for
your
clues, Batman style.
Your awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could have been a lot worse.
So investigation, I've got 0 modifier. I've got a perception, but I don't think that applies there.
What'd you get?
11.
11, okay. So you see footprints, and you can tell. It is under one of the many footprints that you can tell under this ability. and it's undead. Mm. And you see it go from the front door up to your bedroom, and then it leaves.
Okay. Can we...
That's where it ends. Something's been here. Something undead has been here.
Can we... Does anybody have knowledge of what creatures fall under undead so we can at least narrow down what we're looking for? Because if it's, I mean, based on what the book, I mean, what the necromancy book said, we shouldn't fear the dead because those who fear the dead are already dead themselves, right? So we need to, like, should we be focusing on this? Or is this a scapegoat kind of thing? I don't know.
I mean, I've got a +3 modifier to intelligence if I can recall knowledge of what I've seen.
Yeah, but
I feel like that would be a history check.
History check? Yeah. Okay, let me check that really quick.
You guys want to roll that?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
I'm +3 on history check, so.
I don't have it.
By all means.
I got 5.
I rolled a
17, 30, wait, great, 5, 6, nice.
22. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, 14 +3, so 17.
Nice job,
but I don't know anything.
And got a 7.
I mean,
I didn't roll.
There's nothing. From what you guys know, at least in the history, there really isn't anything too crazy. You know, the undead usually would mean zombies, or would mean that
like a vampire, or something.
Vampires, or kind of nothing less than humanoid creatures. And from what I'm assuming Bruce has described these tracks, you can tell that's. Definitely nothing more than like a humanoid creature.
So, is a lich under?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. Say
under the qualification of undead?
I think so, because that's part of the classification of like a decaying wizard.
A lich wraith is.
Oh, okay.
Wraith.
Yes, but not a...
Not just a straight up lich.
So
I've got the 5e list.
In my opinion, everybody, I would argue that there is a powerful necromancer that we have not met yet that is trying to undermine Lakefield and want something to do with Bruce and his family.
What did your dad do exactly? Like,
he was a warrior for the government.
For the government. Like, I mean, you're a ranger. Are you following his footsteps? Did he wear a lot of like a green slanty hat?
No, he was
in a green beret.
He was not special operative. He was a contract warrior. So whenever they were founding this city, he worked a lot in tandem with the government. But he died in a ritual combat duel.
Against who?
I don't know.
Okay.
What usually What usually warrants that kind of ritual battle, fight, duel thing?
My running theory, and Bruce is kind of like walking out the door, and as he does, he goes back up to his room and sort of like shuffling through papers, and he has like a...
I'd grab your notebook.
He's in this drawer in his desk. He pulls out this big just ring binder, and he comes downstairs, and he's like, this is everything I know about my dad, and he puts it down on the table and flips it open, and it's like newspaper cutouts and like pictures and stories about him from like the war that happened, you know, and whenever they were settling this territory and everything that he did. And even when they found his body, and they found it in a ritual combat arena, and there were no witnesses to see if it was actually just or not.
What's your dad's name?
His name is Zaidan Rothenel. I made that up just now.
I'm writing it down.
Zaidan Rothenel. That's a cool name.
Zaidan Rothenel. Okay.
So, Bruce, do you think that this necromancer is after your dad's history, or are they trying... Are you a part of some greater lineage that we don't know about?
It's a cover-up,
I don't know. My mom won't talk about it.
It's a cover-up.
We don't know what your mom has to say anyways, because we can't find her.
Yeah.
Mom's not home.
Mom's not home.
Mom's not home.
How'd your parents meet, or what's the story they told you?
They met at a dance hall.
Nice.
In the 70Xs.
In the 70Xs.
The 60Xs.
Yeah, 60X.
Nice.
Okay.
It was just after he'd gotten back from the war.
Okay.
The 1940X.
So, the 1940 World War X.
WWX.
We just expanded the lore.
Hey, guys, so these bonus episodes.
Franklin, who was present during World War X? Franklin X. Roosevelt.
Yeah. Dude, Franklin X. Roosevelt?
Yeah.
That's so rad.
That's awesome. He's a warlock.
He's a warlock. Oh.
Hey, so we're doing John, a series.
John X. Kennedy. Okay, I'm done. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. Lyndon X. Johnson. Okay, now I'm done.
I just like how you completely skipped over Malcolm X.
Oh, I did, but he wasn't a president.
He wasn't a president.
No, yeah. But never mind.
Malcolm XX.
Influential nonetheless.
Yeah. Malcolm double X.
Malcolm double X.
Okay, so your dad's like this Rambo-esque character.
Yeah, he's a very well-known warrior.
Sorry.
What'd you say?
I said Richard X. Nixon.
I really hope that this picked that up.
Richard X. Nixon.
It's like an orc.
Well, hang on, time out. Sidebar. When did we stop calling presidents by their first name, middle initial, last name? I feel like that train that needs to keep on going.
Donald J. Trump happens often.
I guess so. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. Let's get back to the game. That's my bad. That's my
grandma calls him Joseph Robinette Biden. She says it's like he's in trouble. Like,
oh, gotcha.
She says his name.
All right, So we don't know. Oh, go ahead, Ellie. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. ADD brain. So I'm just trying to make sure my notes. Okay, so we have undead that are prevalent, that are dealing with something. We have a necromancer that is at work, ultimately. But your dad, you're 17, 16, 17? So he's been gone for about 17 years.
Yeah.
Where is he buried?
He's not. There was nothing to bury.
So there's no evidence of him actually being dead.
No, there's. Well,
there's just blood.
I mean, he has his sword.
Yeah,
yeah.
There was a pile of dust, his clothes, and his sword.
Okay.
So, popular theory is that he was vaporized. And Bruce, you can kind of tell he's like.
I'm sorry.
Passionate about it, but he's not letting any of that show.
Yeah.
Like, he's very stoic when he talks about his father.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I'm just trying to make sure we have all the details.
That's okay. Everybody's dad's got to die at some point. And he sort of, like, closes the book and runs.
I would take that with us, along with your notebook. Yeah.
Do y'all want to come to my house? Because as of now, my house has no eerie things going on right
can
now.
Can I go ahead and call home real quick and just check in?
The home phone's
by the
kitchen.
Okay, cool. So I've got nines.
Yeah. So Tokyo's phone number is just 9999.
555. Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right.
Hey, hello? Who is this?
Hey, Master, it's Susie.
Oh, hey, Susie, what's going on?
Hey, so I'm hanging out with some friends. We're investigating some stuff.
Okay.
Have I got a story for you? But
okay. Is it crazier than telling me that your dean died in front of you? Because that's kind of wild.
It's along those lines. But
he just lets out the deepest sigh.
Nobody else died that we're aware of. But
how can it be worse than someone dying?
Government conspiracy.
Okay. All right.
So, on that note, but this line might not be safe, but, we're at Bruce's house looking to see what happened. If Pixelton's place isn't safe, is it cool if he stays with us? He can stay in the living room or something.
I mean, yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea for him to be here alone.
Yeah, I can set up some extra blankets and like a pillow or something.
Okay. I just wanted to ask before. I didn't want to put you on the spot, just in case.
You're kind of putting me on the spot.
No, they're
right
in
now.
The other room.
Oh,
I'm in the kitchen. So, just in case.
Yeah, yeah, that should be fine.
Okay, yeah, this is...
Just don't get yourself into too much trouble.
I'll try not
That's
to.
That's kind of why we're here, is to not get you in trouble and have a normal life with you.
I don't think normal is really
working.
An option.
Yeah.
But I'll see what we can do. Thank you for your patience.
Of course. Do you know when you're going to be home?
Not really, but I'll call you when we're at the next stop.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Of course. Love you.
Love you too. Thank you, Sensei.
Hangs up.
Okay.
All right. How late is it now?
It's probably around 10:30. 11.
Around 10:30. Okay. So I vote to the group. We head to my house because. because as of now, nothing has been eerie on my house. So if it's okay, we could pile in. Or do we take Haparo's car?
Yes. That's up on her.
We're in my car.
Okay. Can we take your car to my house, Haparo?
Let's do it.
Okay. I do want to roll an investigation check to see if we're being followed.
And I want to pitch in for gas money.
Oh, yeah. Gas money, of course.
Bruce comes downstairs. He's got this just giant, like, military grade backpack with like a sleeping bag and like
the sleep pack.
Yeah. It's tactical.
Is there anything in the house, any weapons or anything other than your dad's sword we should grab?
There are weapons everywhere.
If you want to load up, I talked to Todoko or not. I talked to Todoko. If you don't have a place to stay, you're welcome at our apartment. There's not a lot of room, but
well, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, of course, man. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to pile into Haley's car, or Haparo's car, excuse me.
Who's Haley?
yeah, that's my bad, sorry.
I'm going to run to the restroom really quick.
Nope, not allowed.
You got to go downstairs.
Downstairs one.
Okay. So can I go ahead and roll an investigation check to see if we're being followed?
Yeah, so you guys are driving all, along the way over to your sort of the woods.
Do you want to borrow my thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good. I got a 13 for investigation.
13. You don't see anyone following you. There, you know, are a few cars behind, but it's traffic.
It's normal traffic.
Yeah, normal traffic. You don't see anyone that's been
normal
following
you. Lakefield traffic at 10:30.
At 10:30, yeah. It's like a Thursday or something.
nice.
Yeah, no, so you guys pull up to the Pixelton house. You don't see any lights on as you guys kind of walk up.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and unlock the door, and I'll be like, okay, everybody be quiet. My parents are asleep. We got to, you know, be diligent about this. So we go ahead and go into the house, and we hang out in my dining room where we crack open the book, and we start to do some investigating.
Okay. Which book are we cracking open?
The one that we borrowed.
We took two.
We have two. Yeah. We have a Water Genasi book, and then we have
the
history of Lakefield.
I'm personally more concerned about the history of Lakefield at this point, but this is just me. So if the group differs, please let me know. So Maxwell is saying that the history of Lakefield, I think, is more important at this time because it appears as if the lineage of Haparo and Bruce are somehow connected to this.
Okay.
It's really interesting that an elf would be also working for dwarves, too. I don't know if that's canon or anything.
My father, from what I've heard, was never a big fan of historical normalcy when it comes to race relations.
Gotcha.
So you guys sit down at your dinner table. Mm-hmm. Your dog is barking.
Yeah.
Geez, you now have a dog in the game, and it's now barking.
canon.
This is now canon. So you crack open the book that's titled John F. Haparo, 200 Years of Lakefield. And you start kind of reading. Roll me an investigation check.
All of us?
Yes, whoever's going to be reading.
Whoa.
19 plus.
I got a 10.
Dirty 22.
13.
Okay.
I got a dirty 19. 20.
Okay.
So everybody did good except for me.
So everyone did better than 10, which is the difficulty I had it at.
Okay, good.
So you guys know, as you start kind of skimming through, you see that this gang of dwarves kind of came, were like pilgriming to find a new land of home. And they find this field between two lakes that have been populated by these Water Genasi people. And they, just through sheer power and ruthlessness, push them back all the way to a small portion of the water and started building Lakefield.
Classic.
And then
started by John F. Haparo.
Yeah. Their leader is your ancestor. And
is there anything about like a military force that they used?
No, because at this point they were just pilgrims. The more that you skim through, because you got a 21,
22.
You see that numerous times throughout these 200 years, these Water Genasi people have tried to revolt and try to take back their land. And that is how they hired your dad and a bunch of other.
Does it mention his company?
It does.
His company is Easy Company.
Yeah, it mentions the Easy Company. It mentions the Bloodhelm Company as well. And they both have been hired numerous times to push back and kill any Water Genasi that tried to come back onto their land. thus kind of making that real race relation incredibly difficult. And at one point, about 20 or so years right before you guys were born, the mayor at the time, he thought that they can mend that race turmoil and allow the water genasi to come in and try to get them into the schools.
What's their name? The mayor at the time.
The mayor actually was Albert Pixelton.
No way. Now I'm wrapped into this.
Okay. Oh, I wrote this. Yeah.
The sins of the fathers.
I legit sat down and tried to write as much history as I can.
That's really cool, man. Well done.
Albert Pixelton.
Albert Pixelton. Yeah. Albert. So,
you have mayor. A relative named Albert?
I sure do. Yeah, Albert is my great uncle.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and you're half elf, so he would maybe still be around?
Yeah, he might be. Yeah.
Is he human or elven?
He's on the elf side.
Okay.
Do you know this one specifically, Maxwell? He's a recluse now.
Yes.
Because of all the water genasi, he tried to welcome them in. Everyone had backlash against that. Or at least all the elders.
So you're telling me that Albert Pixelton was a loony left liberal who wanted high five. Thank you.
But how did he even get elected? Is my question.
He just said the most centrist things possible.
No, not my ancestors saying centrist things.
Just so he could get elected and try to pass all these leftist ideas.
Okay, cool. That was a disguise.
So
okay,
he's a commie. We're
using the old Pixelton brain power. Okay, that's what.
But he has been the only mayor that has been impeached and kicked out. And after that, after the whole town tried to kill him, he recluses out into the mountains out west.
Oh, we gotta go there.
Yeah.
So is he? What was his? Did he have a specific class or skill set, if you will?
He was a warlock.
Really?
Yes.
And why did he get impeached?
Because he was trying to get all the water genasi people
to
come in.
He was too aggressive.
And the town was trying to suppress him.
Yeah, it was more the town got frenzied up by the older higher-ups who helped found
the Blue Bloods.
The town. And they were upset about that, so they tried to frenzy everyone up into a riot.
Wow.
Okay.
I wonder who he had who his patron is.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I haven't talked to my great uncle Albert in forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we want to, we can go this weekend and we can take a trip and visit him.
Yeah,
if that's cool with everybody.
If his name was Bernard, I would have giggled.
Yeah. Why would we wait?
I mean,
because it's 10:30 at night.
Yeah,
and he lives in the mountains out west. That's at least a 2-hour drive.
I do think we need to sleep though.
Yeah,
let's skip school tomorrow and go.
Oh. I second that.
Okay. So we.
My parents are gonna kill me, but I'll do it.
Everyone is going to notice that the four
of us are gone,
and we have, I mean, priorities. But
okay,
we keep this on the DL.
What should we do here? So let's take a vote. Should we split up? Should two of us skip school and go to Albert Pixelton's house?
No, or let's not divide the party.
Okay.
Well,
that's asking for trouble.
So we either go to school tomorrow or we go visit Albert.
I would just like to mention that everybody that has been caught on the opposite side of whatever this thing is died, except the four of us. Your uncle could be in danger.
I think that we need to rest. We should go to school and then let's go. We can leave after school and just say we're going on like a team building exercise, but I think we should go to class.
We could say that we're working on our group project.
Yeah, but we need to be in class. It's the first week of school. We need to make sure we're there to not rouse suspicion. I think that the more suspicion that we rouse, the more likely we're going to be followed. This is like some political deep stuff.
This is deep, yeah.
This is deep. We need to keep up appearances as much as possible in order to be safe.
Okay.
I agree with Susie.
Sleep,
kind of
school.
Reluctantly closes all of his.
Yeah, so we could all crash at my place tonight.
Like, okay. I understand,
and then, platonically, we can crash at my place tonight.
Different rooms,
yeah. Some of us on the couch, you know, stuff like that. So let's go ahead and get some rest, go to school tomorrow, And after that, we'll go see how Great Uncle Albert's doing.
Okay. I'm going to call home real quick.
Yeah,
okay. And just I'll fill him in on the details. Hey, we're staying here. We're going to work on some homework. I might go camping this weekend.
He knows that you're not working on homework because of what you just told him, but he's fine with it.
Yeah.
He's just like, okay, be safe, basically.
And I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Yeah. Just can't really lose you.
That's
also for my job. I cannot lose you. So
I understand.
Let's do that.
Thank you, sir.
Of course. And he hangs up. I totally missed. That was so fucking funny. Tried rolling a dice in the tray and missed. Okay. So as you guys all crash at the Pixelton residence, Bruce.
I never go to sleep.
Aww. Like in general or just tonight?
So I set a trap. I have set a pillow decoy on the couch, and I'm hiding across the room with a bow.
Okay.
In a potted plant.
So you stay...
I could like nod off if the plot needs me
you
to.
You stay up and kind of keep watch as everyone falls asleep, but your eyes begin to get heavier and heavier, and you do nod off. Because I wrote that.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to throw a wrench in that. I just
wanted to... That's okay. You wake up and you hear Susie yelling your name. And you look around and you see Maxwell and Hapro casting spells to attack this giant floating skeletal figure.
Is this a dream or is this actually happening?
This is a dream.
You don't know about this.
Oh, sorry. I was about to cast magic missiles out
there. Covered in a cloak. And as Maxwell claps his hands together to cast Thunderwave, Hapro points out both of her index fingers at the skeletal figure casting magic missile. And Susie pulls you up and she just says, "We can't hold him back any longer." And before you could finish the word longer, a green beam of light pierces her. And you hear the word "fall," and Susie collapses to the ground. And as Susie falls, both Maxwell and Hapro look in horror, and two bony fingers outreach to the back of their necks. And your friends slowly melt into skeletons right in front of your face. The figure turns to you, Bruce, and opens its arms wide and begins to laugh.
"Oh, Bruce, you're nothing just like your father."
Oh. And then with that, Bruce draws his sword and runs it along his hand, and as he does it, it bursts into flames.
Ah, that's awesome.
"I am going to destroy your soul." And then Bruce just like runs at him with the flaming sword.
And he begins to laugh, and you go in to stab him with the sword. It grabs the sides of your temples and its eyes turn a bright white. Oh. And as you gaze into its eyes in horror, you begin to recognize them. And you realize that that's the eyes of your mom.
So many plot twists in this game. I love it. Okay.
You never, mom, you'll never save everyone. And she just slowly reached down at, looks at the sword. And she smiles at you and you can't even save your friends. And her skin begins to melt and to reveal the skull. And she brings one finger to her mouth. Shh. And you wake up.
I'm like, ah! And then I like knock the potted plant over.
So it's been a long night already. Bruce has been making noises.
Do I wake up?
No, but Hapro, you when you go to bed. You immediately wake back up and you hear Bruce shouting at you. He goes, "Come on, Haps, get up!" And you look around and you're not in the Pixelton residence. You're in the middle of a war field. And Bruce is grappling with a large shadow figure. And you start to get up, or as you start to get up, you see a flag over the pit wide open. There's no one around. And then as you prepare to grab the flag, you hear the sounds of Susie struggling against another shadow figure. You see Maxwell on the ground, he incapacitated. What do you do?
Oh. Okay, Maxwell is on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Susie is...
There's two shadow figures.
We're grappling.
Oh, gosh. Okay,
we're kicking ass over here.
Okay, I have my daggers in my hands, both hands, and I am, sorry, pal, but I'm going for her because you're down for the count.
Okay.
Going for Susie to try to ward off the shadow figures. Don't know how I'm going to do that with my daggers.
Fire.
But
I'm
in,
you're in your dream.
En route, yes, to them. And is she awake? Like, is she able to fight back?
This is roll me in perception check.
That wasn't good at all. 8.
She's struggling to fight these two shadow figures as they are pushing her closer and closer to the ground with her staff, pushing her against her, and she's slowly giving away.
Oh, no. Okay. Can I cast a spell in my dream?
Sure.
Okay. I don't quite know what this is, but I have burning hands. What does that do?
So that basically, you can basically just cause things to warm up or catch on fire with just the touch of your hands.
Okay. I'm going to cast that, but at the shadow figures.
Okay. So that you're basically having to run up and
touch them.
As soon as you run up, roll for attack on that guy. So that's just a d20 plus your spell attack modifier.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, good roll.
That's a really nice roll.
What, which attack?
Should be up
spell
be
cast top. On attack. Yeah.
Or it'd be Arcana since it's a spell.
No, it'd be a plus your top. Spell attack. Yeah. So that's for you, it's a plus 4. It's on,
nice.
When you go to spells, it's on the very top of that thing.
Oh, I see. Okay, nice. So 21.
Okay, so you run, sprint, your hands start to catch on fire, and as you're basically going to try to shove them with these flaming hands, the shadows just start crawling up into your hands, and then you see the other figure grab Susie's hands, and shadow goes up on her hands, and then you look over at Bruce, and you see that this guy that he's been wrestling with has already taken over his body, and it's just a shadowy figure of Bruce with his white glowing eyes.
Eek.
And roll me a constitution saving check.
14. Do I have any?
It's at the very top.
Yes.
Along those lines. It should be like,
the top at left.
Plus 0. Okay, I see now. 14.
I
can't like see. I don't know what I'm looking at today for some reason.
14. You say okay. You begin to hear the screams of Susie as she is slowly being taken over by these shadows. And as the screams start, they end as soon. She falls to the ground as encased in shadows, and her eyes begin to glow white. The last thing that you see is you look back at Maxwell, and he is still there, lying motionless. And then before you know it, you wake up.
Oh. What? And I'm, like, looking around the room trying to figure out, like, because I don't recognize where I am.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of trying to get my bearings and know what's going on. And I am in a room by myself. So I wake up and I'm leaving to go see if everyone is okay.
Okay. Before we get to that.
Okay.
Maxwell.
Yes.
You're asleep right now.
Yes.
And you wake up and you find yourself in a very familiar room. It is the basement that you once dreamed about. Except that the etchings on each door are now blacked out. They're like scratched out with black.
So I'm in the. I woke up in the basement of the school.
Yes.
Like, for real.
No.
Oh,
still
okay.
A dream.
Okay.
And much like your last dream, without the Simon Says, you feel a bone-chilling chill run down your spine as you see a green beam of light, one very similar to what you saw with Dean Strongfold. And you just hear that very similar voice.
You will never be like the others. Fall.
And as he says fall, everything just gets as bright as humanly possible, even inconceivably bright. And then you wake up.
Okay. So we're all awake at this point?
No.
No. Okay.
Still
got Susie. I think Susie's asleep.
Susie's asleep.
Susie
okay.
I wrote a lot for Susie.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay. After a long day of breaking laws and getting yourself in trouble with the federal government, you're fucking tired.
Wouldn't be the first.
And as you fall asleep, you wake up in this very grand library. There's a fireplace. There's a very nice ornate chair next to it. There's books as tall and as wide as you can see. And the only thing that's being illuminated is the door by the fireplace. And it slowly opens. You've blocked this room out of your memory as long as this has happened since you were a little girl. And as a very old figure walks into this room, sighing and rubbing the bridge of her nose. And the face, you can tell it's rubbing the bridge of its nose, but its face is blacked out. You've tried to forget this woman's face for as long as you've been alive. And the waves of emotion crash down on you like a tsunami as a man in a very large orc man in a tuxedo is dragging a little girl by her wrist into the room. And the old woman sits at the chair in the fireplace. I can't tell you how upset I am. And you, it's static noises. She tries to say a name, but you don't know what name she is saying. And you know this woman as your grandma.
Yeah.
She gets up and grabs a fistful of the child's hair and it's dyed black. Why do you do this shit? You're ruining your perfect hair with these fucking chemicals. Get me the fucking clippers. And the orc man runs back in with a pair of clippers. And she snags them out of his hand. And as soon as she's taking these clippers to the girl's head, another door appears right in front of you, blocking this scene. What do you do? Everything slows down.
I just resigned, just walk towards
the door. As you enter the door, the room becomes much different. It's very familiar, as is Dean Strongfold's office. You see yourself sitting right in front of you, and you see Maxwell right next to you, as you guys were. And you see Dean Strongfold talking about how one day you will become great at Venn, and you see that light again. And then it goes from Dean Strongfold's head slowly to yours. And you just hear again, fall. But before you fall, you see Dean slumping. As before he hits his head on the desk, you wake up.
Okay.
And now everyone's awake. And to answer your question, Hapro, you leave the door and you see that everyone is awake, sweaty, and look like they have the worst sleep of their lives.
I'm sorry if I accidentally shot an arrow into your couch.
There is, in fact, an arrow inside the couch.
Well, okay, well, we'll just build the upholsterer later. No worries. Okay, so did everybody just have a extremely weird and specific dream?
Yes.
Kind of like stares off and is like, yeah.
And did everybody else see a green light on their forehead, or is it just me?
No.
I don't know if it was just you, but I had a dream like that. Susie, you okay?
Bruce pulls out his sword and puts his hand up to it, and it's like, and you see him just like cut his hand, and he's like,
ah! Whoa.
No, I thought, never mind.
Nothing happens to the sword.
And he puts the sword back up.
I'm going to go smoke. So she just like takes the cigarettes and goes to the back porch.
Can I steal one of those as well?
Yeah, ma'am.
And so we both go out to the back porch.
It is, you can't tell what time it is, but it is still dark outside.
Yeah.
Not a lot of movement.
Okay. So we must have woken up in the middle of the night and school still hasn't started yet. And we have all had this very bizarre dream. Not all of us saw the green light, but.
No, we all saw the green light. Oh, no.
I didn't. I killed my mom, though, so it's not much better.
Did anybody get any strange messages in their dreams?
I think I know who it is.
Who's doing all of this?
It's the same guy who killed my dad. He keeps smoking.
But we don't know who that is, correct, Bruce?
No.
Yeah, because the green light told me that I'll never be like the rest of them. And it told me to fall, and I just remember the lights being so bright, I just woke up in a cold sweat, and I don't know what to do at this point. Havro, what happened with you?
We were on the war field, and I was trying to fight off all of these shadow beings, and they were just consuming us, and there was nothing I could do.
So I think it's safe to say we all faced a power that alone we couldn't handle. Is that correct?
No, I mean, it took all of us out. In my dream, I woke up from the spot that I was hiding in the plant, and there was a skeletal figure that everybody was fighting, and it killed you first, then it melted both of you, and then I went to stab it, and it was my mom, and then she melted, and then it said I would never be like my father. Or no, it said he would kill me just like they killed my father.
So we're dealing with somebody very old.
Well, it's a skeleton. So.
No, but I mean, there's ways of doing that.
That doesn't make
them
old, but yeah.
No, I don't.
Do I have a clock in my house? Like, is there any way we can just determine
on
what?
The patio.
I'm going to the kitchen.
You have a digital clock.
Yeah, I can just go to the kitchen and check the stove really quick or something.
Yeah, it's like 4:30 a.m.
Okay, so we still have a good 3 hours until school. Mm-hmm. So, do y'all just want to stay awake for the next 3 hours in case something else weird happens, or do you want to try to fall back asleep to sleep? What's the plan?
I'm not trying to have another one of these crazy nightmares, so I will probably be awake.
I'd rather not deal with her again.
Do your parents have any food?
Yeah, we have food. Y'all want some waffles?
Yeah.
Waffles.
Goes into the kitchen and is like, just makes himself at home and is like rummaging through the pantry to find food.
Side note, just like me at your house, Ellie.
Oh, I actually love that. That
so
was awesome.
So one night, we got really serious and we're not. I got
comedic
a
relief.
Little too drunk and high.
Say maybe to drugs, kids.
Drugs are fucking rad. I'll say it again.
Safe environments.
And I called Ellie. I was texting the whole group, and I was like, hey, can I hang out with you guys? I don't want to go home right now. And Ellie's the only one that said yes. And so I went to Reese's and bought eggs and bacon. And I just
started cooking them out.
I was just like, hey, man, is it okay if I like make some eggs? I'm really hungry.
Yeah, it was more than fine.
And then I left those eggs and bacon at your house.
Yes, I just used the rest of them today, actually.
You're welcome. Okay, podcast.
All right, now.
So we're gonna stay up.
Okay.
Do y'all want to take shifts in terms of like watching the front, or do you just want to stick together? What's the move here?
Susie's staying out on the porch. She's purposefully not talkative right now, and I think she's smoked about half of her pack now. Mm. So it's.
This has like really affected you.
Yeah. Like I'm not talking like if somebody asks kind of thing, but no one's asked. So she's just smoking and she's just like minimal information if possible, but it's, and just like, she's muttering to herself, nothing fucking matters.
So do we still think it's the move to go see my great uncle Albert?
I think
we need to go to class and then we leave after class, because if there's any suspicion that we're onto it,
but they're coming after us.
But if my great uncle's the only one in the history of Lakefield who wanted to actually welcome the Water Genasi, why would he be in danger if this is the Water Genasi fighting back?
I don't think it's the Water Genasi.
No, I think it's the perpetrators trying to cover it up.
It's a cover up, man.
Okay.
And if I know my father, which granted I don't, but the idealized version of him that I made in my head, once he found out
why they were fighting the Water Genasi, I don't think he would have stood by them.
Okay.
I mean, my dad was very in tune with nature. He was a wood elf. He and the Water Genasi probably went way back at one point.
Gotcha. So, all right. So I guess we'll stay awake until school happens. Does anything weird happen between now and school?
So,
I would like to ask really quick. Is that feeling that I had at my house where somebody was watching, is that still...
Is that a lingering feeling?
That's partially.
No. Okay. That went away when you left the house.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So as of now, the Pigsleton residence is safe. Okay.
Yes, as of now. So before around probably like 6 o'clock in the morning, your Maxwell's phone rings.
Okay.
You answer it. And you hear it's kind of like a pre-recorded message from Ms. Gray, the dean's old secretary. She's old, and it used to be his secretary. But...
Amber Alert. Oh, weird.
Well,
okay.
We got a message
at the same time. Oh, no.
Oh, child abduction.
Oh, that's sad. Okay.
Okay. Now I'm getting it. Okay.
Oof. Okay.
The message kind of starts off. Good morning, students of LAA. Miss Gray here to inform you that today will be a shortened day. There is a mandatory assembly this morning, but there will be no classes today. I hope that you all had some good rest, and thank you. And you just hear a click, and that message is over.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and relay the information to the group. So everybody, today's a short day at school. All we have to do is show up to an assembly. Mrs. Gray didn't say what exactly it was for. But they said no class, so that means we get to have a better chance at getting to Great Uncle Albert in time.
Cool.
So
after the assembly, if we can stop by my place, I need to pick up supplies.
Okay. So Cool. Are we all heading to school?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Or you can take Haparo's car still.
Yeah. Sure.
Are you cool with that, Haparo?
Yeah.
Okay.
So y'all get to school. Everyone, you know, and you guys kind of arrive when everyone else is getting there. No one's really dressed, like none of the students are really dressed up because they know it's only the assembly and then they get to go home.
We probably look like shit.
we're running up like 4 hours of sleep. Yeah, like
no sleep.
And we're wearing the clothes we wore yesterday.
Probably stink.
Got a big old gash on my hand.
Stink of Little Caesars and federal crimes.
Yeah.
Do we see Craig?
I was just thinking that. Do we see Craig?
Roll me a perception check.
Oh, no. 22.
1.
12.
14.
22 okay. For me.
Everyone except Bruce sees him. He's out in the field mowing the yard, or mowing the grass.
So he doesn't see us.
He does not see you yet.
Okay.
Yet.
There's a, Bruce, there's a guy that looks like you think might be your son out there.
It might be my son.
It might be your son.
Last session, we were like, I'm your father.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Man, I was like, huh?
I have a kid? What?
You look at this guy and you're like, that's my son. anyways, so as everyone starts kind of going to the war stadium, you see that the teachers are all sitting in chairs in the middle of the field, looking really solemn. They're dressed up nicer than usual. You know, you actually see Coach Stevenson
sober
in a surprisingly not wrinkled, well, I never said sober, but a not wrinkled polo shirt, and his hair is like somewhat kempt.
He tried. He put forth the effort.
He's also, you can tell he's not doing the best. But once all the students kind of arrive, Coach Stevenson gets up and he goes up to the microphone that's set and he's sighs and he goes, all right, so I've got some rough news to break, and I hate to be this person, but Dean Strongfold has decided to take a step down for health reasons for the remaining of the school year. and everyone kind of gets like a worried look on their face. But he's, it's okay. No, it's okay. I'd like to introduce you guys to our new Dean Beerus Lightseeker. And
wait, what's the name?
What Bureau Lake Seeker?
Bureau's Light Seeker.
Bureau's Light Seeker. Okay.
And there's like a slow clap. Not like half the people don't even clap. And a an unfamiliar Leonin man who is a guy that looks, is a human, like, lion man, walks up to the microphone. He puts his hand on Coach's back and clears his throat.
Thank you, Coach. Good morning, students. As you heard, I am
That's a good voice.
Beerus Lightseeker. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I will be your temporary dean for the remainder of the school year. It's sad news to hear that Strongfold had to step down. But I just wanted to give you all kids the day off so we can have an extra long weekend and so I can prepare my new role and get myself accustomed to the incredible traditions that we have here at Lakefield Adventuring Academy, and you're a fantastic school. What's up?
I'm going to lean into Hapro and ask her to cast Detect Magic on the new dean.
Okay.
So hang on. So Hapro, can you please cast Detect Magic on the new dean to see if he has that purple aura?
Yes.
So you detect magic, and you do not see that purple aura around him.
Nothing. Nada.
Okay. In the meantime, Bruce opens up his like backpack and hands out like little boxes of like cereal that you'd get in grade school. And he's just like passing it out to me. He's like, we never had breakfast.
We had waffles.
Yeah, you had waffles.
Yeah.
You said you made waffles. That's right. That's true.
Second breakfast. It's
second
fine.
Breakfast.
Second
yeah.
breakfast for hobbits.
Snack time.
I mean, untrademarked short person.
Hashlings. Yeah.
Untrademarked
Thanks,
short
person.
Okay, so the assembly and
yeah, that's basically the rest of it. You just hope you all have a fantastic weekend, and I am excited to see y'all on Monday. And he just kind of like waves and doesn't get any reaction.
Can I go up to him once the assembly's over?
Yeah, you can go up to him. He walks to where all the students are, like the little area where they're walking back up to their cars and whatever, and he's like shaking hands, waving at people, trying to be friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to put it on right now.
Okay.
It's like, oh, hey, Dean, what's up?
Hey, hello. What's your name? I don't know if I met
I'm Bruce.
You.
I'm the captain of the war team. Oh. And he's like shaking his hand. It's like, glad to have you with us. Shame to hear what happened to...
I know. It's incredibly upsetting to hear what happened to him.
Like a very firm handshake.
Like, yeah.
Like it's
like the one we're doing right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Bruce is like, it's a shame what happened to Strongfold.
Yeah, It's always, I know death is always something that's very
death.
Tough. I mean, it's illness is always very tough. Excuse me, a slip of the tongue. A cat got the tongue. And he like gives like a weird
kind of like.
Anyways, Bruce, so you're the captain of our war team, I hear.
Yeah, that's right. We're looking to go for a six-peat this semester.
That's incredible. I can't wait to see your excellence shine through this semester.
Is there any place that we could visit Dean, like in his sickness?
I mean, I'm assuming his home, but I don't know if he'd want visitors right now. He says he's very weak and will not be able to get out of his bed.
All right, I'll send flowers and nice to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice to meet you. And he gives you finger guns back.
He turns and walks around.
Okay. So, Hapro, you didn't detect any magic?
None.
On him? No purple aura, nothing?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So, he, as of now, appears to be a regular guy. But, Bruce, how did your conversation with him go?
Good. He doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know anything?
I don't think so. I mean, he let slip that he died. He's not prepared for this.
So, the school's trying to cover it up?
Or, that's one possibility. Or, he knows who we are and is playing dumb for us. Those are the two possibilities.
Do you think the administration knows that we're linked to this somehow?
Well, yes. And I were in the room.
But did anybody see?
I think we should go up and talk to him and see how he reacts to the two of us going up to him. Since we were the ones that
I'm going
to
linger back
die.
With my hand resting kind of in my pocket nonchalantly, just like in my letterman, just kind of like.
Yeah. Hap, if you want to join, because then we're the rest of the a good portion of the team going up, so we can at least use that, right? Susie, and I just kind of straighten up my hair a little bit.
Oh, make yourselves look not
relatively. Relatively.
I guess I should go back and like introduce them.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, hey, Dean, I forgot to introduce you to the rest of the team.
Okay, great.
So, this is Haps, All right. She's also a starter. Well, she's not a starter, actually. She should be. Maxwell Pixelton.
Maxwell, nice to meet you.
Wizard Supreme. And
all right.
This is Susie. And
nice to meet you, Susie. I hear that you're the new transfer student from this year.
Yes, sir.
Oh, fantastic.
Very gifted combatant.
How are you liking the school so far?
It's been an interesting first week, sir.
While we're having this conversation, I'm going to make just like a quick sweep, see if anybody's paying attention to what to us talking to him.
Roll investigation.
It's been an interesting first week, sir.
Oh, interesting. Like, what's going on? Are you fitting well in? Are you getting bullied?
Nothing I can't handle, sir.
Okay, good.
But I would...
14.
You notice a very tall Goliath staring right at you.
No.
It's just because he likes you.
Making kissy faces. No. That's the only person you see. Is that at least like paying and you guys any attention?
It was interesting. I spoke to the dean right before he fell ill.
Oh, I hope that you didn't have to see anything too graphic.
It was quick, from my understanding. Right, Pixelton?
Yeah, I'd say it was fast.
That's
very peppy of you.
Yeah. Like, it was a quick death.
Did you do what?
No. But
I'm just trying to bluff.
But you know what? You gave a good speech. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I know it's a tall order to fill, but I feel like... you will be up for it, and thank you for stepping up to this during this hard time for us.
I appreciate that. That genuinely means a lot to me. If you guys are still in shock, or if you just feel like you need to talk to anyone, of course we can go to Nurse Westing, and she also is our school counselor.
Can I do an inside check on him?
Yeah.
On the like it means a lot bit.
Yes.
Math 13.
It's the most sincere thing you think anyone has ever said ever.
Okay.
So, what did you do before you started teaching?
Oh, I actually, I am the super. I was the superintendent for the River City Owlbears.
Hoot Growl, right?
Hoot Growl. Yeah. such a nice school. But once the news that Dean Strongfold fell ill, I was asked to fill in for him for the remainder of the year. So I just said, of course, and packed up everything I have and moved on over.
So was that the dream, superintendent, or what were you before that?
I've always loved children, and so I've wanted to be a teacher ever since I was a kid myself. So yeah, I would say I'm living the dream right now.
You take great pride in it.
Is that a joke?
Yes, but no, it's a pun. But yes,
you know I love children, but I don't appreciate the stereotypes.
No, I meant the lion.
Because I'm a lion. It's pride.
Like your family, the pride in your students.
Where'd you go to college, Coach?
Well, I went to River City University over at River City. You know, just a few miles back there. It's kind of nice being in the area. You get to kind of reminisce along the good old years.
Yeah. What year did you graduate?
1980X.
What?
1960X.
It's like you're fresh.
Then you might have been in the same class with my dad.
Oh, who was your dad?
Well, yeah, what's the name you came up with? Zayden Rothenell.
I think I might have had a class or two with him. He was the year under me. So I don't think that I personally never really had a huge repertoire with him.
Yo, is he lying? Let me check.
Make it, yeah. Insight.
Fortine.
If you want to re-roll that since it fell out, I'll let you.
I don't. 15, 16,
17. He's not lying. He's just unfamiliar.
He's not lying.
Hey, I really don't appreciate that.
he is just unfamiliar. He has absolutely seen your dad in passing.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, he seems on that. So I think he checks out.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Forward to seeing you at the games.
See you later, man. Yeah. You guys have a fantastic week. Yeah.
Have a rad weekend.
Hey, you at Hogs. Yeah. Have a great summer. Oh, it's the weekend.
Anyway, summer.
he just like kind of sighs because that what he said was kind of embarrassing, and he's like, "Oh, come on." So what do we? What are we? What's up? What are we doing?
So I think the plan is to hop into Haparo's car.
Okay.
Stop by Susie's to get supplies.
Okay.
And then head to the mountains out west to see checking in my great uncle Albert.
Okay.
To the mountains.
Do you need anything from home, Hap?
Nope, I'm good
to go. Mom's not gonna wonder where you are.
Well,
school's still happening, is all she knows.
Yeah, right? But if we're gone for the weekend.
She'll be okay.
Okay.
All right.
Just would hate to ruin that pristine image of yours, so. All right.
No, that was... Bruce just kind of like... it's not like at you, he just laughs at the situation in general.
It's looking wild, am I right?
Sorry. I actually meant that sincerely. So the whole keeping up appearances and you are, you know.
Well, she doesn't know that school's not in session today.
Okay. Just if we're gone longer, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. We'll take our chances.
All right. Let's pack up and go.
So all right, we're stopping at your place, right?
If that's all right.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay. So
sidebar, this is the sweetest dog I've ever seen
Miss in my Dolly. Life.
Yeah, there's a good old boy right over here.
That's a girl.
Good old girl over here.
Good golly, Miss Dolly.
Hi, honey.
A dolly?
That's the
cutest. Hi, sweet baby. Anyway,
sorry. Hi. Sidebar. Sidebar. Podcast. Okay.
This is a podcast about dogs now.
Well, there's a few. Can I pet your dog? Can you please have us on?
Oh, yeah.
They're a fantastic podcast. Anyways, let's not promote them. we head over to your apartment, and Tokido is making some breakfast for himself, and he looks to see that you brought all three of your friends, and he just looks down at his eggs and for one, and he's like, "I'll make some more." But hi, I'm Tokido. I'm Susie's guardian for the time being.
Hey, Coach, I'm Bruce.
Say Coach?
He calls everybody Coach.
Okay.
Every adult, elder is a coach.
Yeah, every adult is. It's like coach. Part of his like jock.
Gotcha.
Mask.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, masking.
He's got just a giant hand, so it's...
So it was like a...
It's like...
Just like grab his thumb.
Yeah. Like, I mean, not like his thumb, but like his hand just encases yours.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's scary. And then he pulls away really quick.
And Susie just kind of gives a short bow.
So what's going on with y'all?
Well, class is canceled today. We had an assembly.
I got the phone call.
Yeah. So we're, I'm just going to change real quick and grab some supplies. We have a lead. My stomach's talking quite loudly. I hope the microphone's not picking it up.
Okay. First off, you can't be running around doing all this hijinks, getting yourself in trouble.
But Tokido, this is extremely important. Maxwell can't tell a lie. We might be in danger, Tokido.
This is what I'm talking about.
No, it's not Susie. Susie had nothing to do with it.
Yes, but I am here to make sure that she doesn't get in trouble.
But she's not. She's not in trouble.
But you guys are in danger, but you're not in
trouble.
You're
in danger, too.
The whole town is in danger. There are forces beyond our control right now.
We think there's necromancy involved.
Here, and then
there's evidence.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, there's evidence, sir, involved.
He sighs and just rubs his temple and just like, okay.
One adult needs to know about this. Trusted adult.
One adult
needs
to know.
We're not telling my parents.
Yeah.
So, we found some interesting family history.
We have to go talk to the monks about this. I can't let this slide.
I took an oath to make
sure that you are fine, and right now this shit is not gonna slide.
Should he come with us?
Yeah, Tokido can come with us. If you want to come with us, you're more than welcome to.
We're gonna go find his crazy uncle in the woods.
As this is happening, I'm going to kind of like scoot along the wall to where Hapro is. Detect magic on him.
Okay.
I want you to know this is the second time you have two more spell slots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it takes an 8-hour drive to get to... Yeah,
they can probably do a short rest in the car, right?
I can do a short rest. I won't get a long rest going through all. So you detect magic. You don't have to do anything for that.
I just did it.
Your eyes turn white again, and you see the only magic that you see is from Maxwell and Zuzu in this room. Mm-hmm. That's all that you see.
I don't detect anything.
We're just going to be... If you'd like to come with us, so that way you can report our findings. I mean, his mom disappeared. His dad died under mysterious circumstances. His great uncle is the only one that is on the side of the Water Genasi. We're on stolen land. Shocking. And Hap's family is the one who started it.
And we're all connected somehow, and Tokido, we're just trying to find out why. We don't know why we have been chosen or why we're being targeted, but to protect ourselves, we need to see my great uncle.
There's a mysterious, like, it's almost like a laser light on a sniper rifle that was in the middle of the forehead. Do you remember me telling you about that?
But
we've all had dreams where that's been involved.
So we found...
In a voice.
We found in the basement under the school a secret passageway. We hallucinated. We fought skeletons. We dug back up through the earth, ran into a Minotaur who helped us break into a federal government building, stole from them, impersonated a senator, and that was last night.
And then we had these crazy dreams.
Hey, Susie, we're getting...
Now we're here.
Fuck out of here. This is what we came to avoid.
Well, you came to the wrong town.
I mean, obviously it wasn't on the fucking report card here.
It's too late to leave. We need to do something about
Tokido,
it.
Tokido, things are in motion that cannot be set back. And you are the only trusted adult that we have at this point, besides Little Caesar, and he's not going to help us out at all. So, Tokido, are you going to help us or not?
He sighs and puts the pan down with like one serving of egg. I cannot. I need to go talk to the monks. And I will see what we can do about keeping you here, Susie.
Hey, wait a second. What monks?
Yeah, what monks? Yeah.
Would you like to explain? I figured that you would tell your friends these things, but...
They haven't asked.
Okay. Well,
on this note, let's shuffle to the... living room, I guess.
He gets the tea set out and starts making tea. They're your friends, please.
Okay. So she just goes and sits cross-legged on at the tatami mat and stuff in the center, and she's just like, how far back do you guys want me to go?
Just explain the monks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tokido found me. Left for dead in the street after some stuff happened with my family and took me in. He was on pilgrimage. He took me in to the monastery for healing, and I asked to stay and learn the ways of the open hand. So I've been studying with them for the last few years.
And Tokido walks in with the tea and sets it down, pours everyone a cup.
Bruce puts his hand over and pours it on your hand.
No. And there wasn't anybody my own age there, so
I
needed to be socialized.
Yes, the monks have approached me and have told me that they wanted Susie to grow up to be somewhat of a functioning member of society and be educated more than what they have taught her. So they sent me over here. They are paying for this apartment. They are paying for all of our necessities to keep her. And my job here is to keep her safe and to make sure that she is getting the education that she needs and the safety that she needs, which obviously I have failed at.
No.
No, you haven't failed, Tokido.
You haven't failed
there,
that.
There are, again, there are forces beyond our control, Tokido, and it's either you leave, and Susie may very well still be in danger no matter where you go, because this magic has been tracking us the whole way through, or you can help us out and help us get to the bottom of this to ensure Susie and the rest of us are safe.
The disturbance in the force you felt is what we've been encountering repeatedly and have felt in our dreams. Did you dream last night?
No, I haven't slept because I was worried about you. So
I'm sorry.
He sighs.
Toki. Can I call you Toki?
No, absolutely not.
Toki.
Coach.
There's a lot. There's a lot at stake here. This conspiracy that the four of us have stumbled into, unwittingly or not,
through no choice of our own,
it has become a very, very big deal very quickly. And I don't know what that monastery is tied to. I don't know who in this monastery knows the people that we're going after. You can't talk to them. Please don't talk to them. This needs to be as covert as possible. And if you are going to help us, that is the biggest way that you can help us, is by keeping this as low profile as possible.
And in exchange, we can promise to you that we will not only keep Susie safe, but if the danger grows too far, the three of us will handle this on our own.
I wouldn't make promises he can't keep.
He sighs, because you promised this. If Susie comes back and if anything has happened to her, I will have your head on a pike.
Fair game, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay.
And I'm just gesturing,
three of you. Okay.
Well, that's the only way he's going to help us out. The only way he's going to help us out.
Bruce really is kind of like smiling at the thought of like, it's like, hell yeah. Gotta get to fight later.
And he sighs and he just goes, okay, whatever.
I will take every precaution.
If you do not come back, there will be hell to pay for all of you. Okay.
All right, so we're not talking to that guy again. He's no
no
use. Okay.
That's not true. I'm just like,
do you need anything else?
The thing, I bring fresh pairs of socks and
maybe
an extra
I'll
pair of
shower or something.
I'm gonna.
Bruce is gonna keep rinse watch.
Up real quick.
Keep watch to the shower.
No. of the vicinity.
Togedo has probably got that covered, but like.
I don't know him.
I understand you have to make your report, but I think it would be better if we shared the findings, something that's more concrete than what we have currently, something to go on.
All right. Okay.
And then we can have supporting evidence to give to them as to why we should stay.
If you do not come back by Monday, I'm going to go to them.
Understood.
You have to be at school.
Understood.
That was the agreement.
Yes. Okay. This will not interfere with school.
It better not.
Okay, team. So we can do one of two things.
Sorry, I hate to break it to you. It kind of already has. Like, the dean is dead.
I'm very well aware.
Okay. He knows everything.
All right.
Also,
sorry, continue.
Maybe look into Little Caesar.
I'll do my best.
I don't think he's involved, but he's very interesting and might need to be someone we keep an eye on.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're okay.
I was just saying, so it sounds like the plan here is, Tokido, is either me, Haps, and Bruce can go visit my great uncle by myself because he is because he is the only person in Lakefield history who has wanted to work with, not against, the Water Genasi, or Susie could come with us and the four of us can go, or the five of us can go. It's totally up to you.
He sighs and looks down, contemplating his options right now. And then he looks up at you, Susie, and he just shakes his head no, and he goes, all right, you can go with him, but again, if anything happens to her, hell to pay.
See, I feel like this is a plot point now. We need to leave Susie here.
You can do whatever
like
you
hell
want.
You're leaving me.
Looking forward to it, coach.
Not your coach.
And then Bruce kind of makes for the
Sensei,
door.
I mean, he did say he was going to kill us if we didn't bring Susie back.
He can't kill me. Come on.
I love it. But Susie just grabs her carton of cigarettes and, like, stuffs it in her bag and goes. And she does a low bow, and she's just like, I will be back.
Okay.
Thank you.
He just bows and nods his head.
And then she swoops in and gives him a hug.
Gives like a giant, his big old hand just gives you a big pat on the back.
Thank you.
Big old boy.
Key. All right. Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah. All right.
And just for, hang on, for time's sake, we're at an hour 30.
Heard that.
Okay.
Okay, so we get on the road.
Short rest?
Yeah, we could do a short rest to heal any damages that you may have. I don't think it's more of spell slots.
I don't think
it's any. I haven't cast anything.
Nobody else showered?
Yeah, I think Susie's the only one that showered.
And she just says, I just have my hair back in like a ponytail and like basic makeup, nothing crazy. She looks very normal now.
I will say right before you guys leave, as you step outside the apartment, there is a small little mouse that's dragging a envelope, and it approaches you, Susie.
No, do not.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I didn't do it.
The mouse.
If you could hit a mouse with an arrow,
so
I grab the fucking
red. Yeah.
So I grab the envelope and give the mouse a little nod.
It holds out like a hand for you. I get a tip.
Oh, thank you.
It just waiting for a tip.
Oh, I give it like a quarter.
Oh, hey, here. And Bruce has a pouch in his giant backpack that's just like full of different tree nuts. And he's like, here. And he sort of like pours them on the ground.
He just like snags one and scurries away. You open up the note and it says, party, my house. Bring friends if you want. Saturday night. You in? And it's yes or no. And at the bottom it says Xanther.
Oh. She just swoons. House party? Like in the movies?
We're all kind of like...
Well, we didn't get invited, so...
No, bring your friends. It's friends.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you guys not my friends?
I missed that part. I'm sorry. I really did miss that part. I mean, if we're back in time, I'm totally down to go to the... I think a party would be good for us at this point.
Well...
I'll attend.
So let's go check out what we have for the rest of today, and then be sure to go to the party. It could be cool. I hear he's a musician.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm cool to
cool
go.
Music.
Yeah. I love parties.
Okay, cool. I might need help getting ready. I don't know what to wear. Oh my god.
All right.
How am I acting?
Girl, I got you.
Okay, road trip.
All right, road trip. So when you get there, it's a pretty... Actually, let me roll on the encounter. Sick. So you guys... drive over there, pretty smooth roads. You guys, I mean, who's driving? Is it
me?
You, Happer? Okay. Everyone else, I'm assuming, is asleep except Bruce.
I'm not asleep.
Yeah. You're not asleep?
I'm probably not asleep.
You're probably not asleep? Never mind. Fuck that. So we go drive out west, and the field starts to kind of disappear as it becomes more and more wooded areas. And
This is nice.
And we start driving up this mountainside. And once we kind of reach to the summit, you guys see a old shack. And it looks pretty dilapidated. It doesn't look like anyone has visited in a long time.
Okay. I'll go up alone.
I wish we had a rogue right now.
Yeah. I'm going to draw my bow and...
Yeah, cover me, Bruce.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, so I'm going to go up to the door, knock on the door, mm-hmm. say, Great Uncle Albert, it's you know, it's your great nephew, Maxwell, are you home?
And you are greeted with silence.
Oof, okay.
Anything.
All right, so can I roll an investigation check?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the door
I'm
going to
roll investigation as well, yeah. See if I see any tracks or anything.
Ah, 7. Oof.
Can I... Okay.
20, not 20.
Not 20.
Nice. I'm going to look around.
You see animal trails leading in and out of this little grotto. that he's situated himself in, and but you don't see human or elven footprints.
I see any hooves?
Yeah.
Anything going towards the house?
No, just across.
Okay. Habro, can you cast detect magic on the house?
I sure can.
Okay.
Pew pew. Yeah. Once
your eyes go white, and the only magic that you see is Max, and then you look over at Susie, and you see Susie's still purple, and you look at the house, and it is now purple.
Oh.
Oh.
I do see something. The house is purple.
That's not good.
I would step away.
Yeah. If the house is too dangerous to go into, and if we don't know what we're going into at this point, and if Tokido said that he's literally going to kill the three of us if something happens to Susie for the sake of the game, I think we should go back. I think this is too dangerous.
Are you kidding? We came all this way, and there could be something right on the other side of that door? Your uncle could be dead.
Well, Bruce, at this point, he's like putting his bow away, and he like draws his sword.
Well, I don't want anything happening to Susie, because if something happens to Susie, something happens to the three of us.
Something's going to happen to the three of us regardless. And at this point, he's like making his way across the grotto towards the house.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Susie's just like rubbing her Ankh necklace that she has, and she's like, oh, fuck. And
how big of a house is this?
It looks like probably like two rooms.
It's very small.
It's yeah. a cabin.
So it'd be okay. very close quarters if anything were in there.
I'm going to look around the side to see if there's any windows that don't have drawn curtains or anything. See if everything we can peek inside.
Everything is covered.
Can I check the handle?
Yeah.
I would have to roll?
Yeah.
Roll.
Investigation.
7, 8, 9, 10.
It is locked.
It's locked?
It's yes. locked.
It's
okay.
locked.
I'm sorry. Door? No, I meant to say unlocked.
That's unlocked.
It is unlocked? Unlocked. Yeah.
I'm going in.
All right, Bruce. I'll go with you.
And okay. the what, door.
Or are we all going? Hang on.
Oh, yeah, okay. I have.
I'm going. Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah, I've got daggers ready.
Okay.
And you, as soon as you open the door, you are greeted by a man, a very old man with his face gone.
Wait, like it's been wiped?
No.
So like he has no face? Like
it's been taken off.
Somebody stole his face.
Yeah.
Like, is it just smooth skin or is it like muscles?
It's like muscles.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Is he alive?
No. Everyone roll me constitution.
So he's like dead upright?
Not 20. Not 20. All right, let's go.
Oh, god damn. Wait, I have a constitution modifier, right?
I got a 9.
I got a 4.
Okay.
Tokido's going to kill us all.
I know.
That's going to be the end of the campaign.
Yeah, I also got a 4.
So I got a 21 total.
Okay. Susie, what'd you get?
A 9.
A 9, okay. So, Maxwell, you feel that burning sensation like you did over in the... I forgot where you had that burning sensation. It was last episode, though. You know that something, like on the back of your neck, you know something's up. So you quickly get out of the way, and busting through the other room is a skin stealer. I need everyone to roll for initiative.
Oh, I kick this thing's ass.
Nat 1.
7.
Oh, the duality of the dice.
Oh, no. I rolled a 3.
Holy fuck.
The dice giveth and the dice taketh. Hold on. I got a 19.
What is the...
Oh, plus 2. 5.
Initiative bonus. 7, 8, 9.
Where's initiative?
It doesn't matter, Steven, since you got a nat 1.
I got 2.
Perfect representation.
Let's go.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So, okay, what did everyone get?
You got a 2.
2.
I got a 9.
9.
19.
19, 5. Okay.
The skin stealer's going to kill us all.
And don't say shit like that. Burst through the room and...
oh, God. I'm.
What does a skin stealer look like? We've never encountered one of these before.
We'll find out on the next episode of Dungeons & Dragons!
Are you serious?
No! Nice.
Very nice.
But the house party...
Oh my gosh, we have to figure out what we're going to wear.
oh my gosh, we have to survive this first, or Tokido's gonna kill us all.
No, we cannot die before this party.
It's true.
Certainly not.
For Susie's sake.
Okay, so that was the end of the episode, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, let me pull out my notes really quick. Hang on one second. All right.
That was awesome.
That was really awesome. Cool.
Thanks,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, cliffhanger.
Yeah. All right. So
y'all said you liked cliffhangers, right?
Yeah, the audience does. All right. So thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Dungeons Without Dragons. You will catch us in episode 8, which we'll be releasing in the next 2 weeks. So you can find out what happens to us versus the skin stealer and if we even make it to the house party. So hopefully we do. So you can go ahead and follow us for more Dungeons Without Dragons action. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter using the handle at DWODpod, a.k.a. DwodPod.
DwodPod.
You can also find us on Facebook by searching for Dungeons Without Dragons.
This is where Chad's in the episode.
Chad here.
Chad time.
Be sure to follow the podcast on whichever podcast app you're currently using. If you're using Apple Podcasts, reviews are greatly appreciated. Mm-hmm. And we're also on YouTube. For full episodes, search for Dungeons Without Dragons on YouTube and subscribe to my channel, our channel. And finally, the STVN Network. It's been a long week, y'all. The STVN Network is also on Patreon. You can support our work monthly and receive bonus episodes. This keeps our content independent. Go to patreon.com/STVN for more information. And Sam, where can we find you on social media?
I am at Sam of Smith on Instagram. I'm at The Others Like Us as well.
My dad now follows you?
Yeah, Trip English now follows me. My life is now complete. I'll shut down all my social medias now.
Oh. All right, Quentin, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at QUINTONHOAGLAND, Quentin Hoagland, or you can find me on TikTok at Horseman, HOARSEMAN, like Sore Throat Man.
And Ellie?
You can find me at Ellie Mayday on really any social media.
And you can find me everywhere at Steven, that's Steven with a V, Steven T. English.
You can find me at Haley Pace on Instagram, HAILEYPACE, or Haley's Book Brawl. Oh, good book grief. Brog. Haley's Book Blog. Goodness, words are hard.
Awesome. Well, again, thanks you all so much for listening, and we'll catch you all in the next one.
Be nice to each other.
Bye. Yes. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
This is the post Hanukkah pre Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Annual.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see y'all later.
Bye.
Take care, guys.
Bye.